If you're tuning in to any of today's postseason baseball games, consider this. Though you may have the television on for 3 or more hours, you will likely see only about 14 minutes of action. As for the rest of the time, well, there'll be likely some 40 minutes of commercials, 10 or so minutes of replays, and close to an hour and a half of players just standing around. This at least is according to an analysis by Wall Street Journal sports reporter David Biederman, who joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And now, first you have to define your terms. What do we mean by action, and what do we mean by standing around?
Sure. Action, we started, and when I say we, I mean me sitting with the stopwatch. We started our stopwatch whenever a pitcher started his pitching action, which is basically lifting your leg to start your windup to throw the pitch. And if it were just a ball or a strike going into the catcher's glove, then we would stop as soon as it hit the catcher's glove. But if there were a hit or a foul or anything like that, we would keep our stopwatch going. And it's pretty easy to figure out when the play is dead. You don't necessarily have to see an umpire say, okay, the play is dead. The players stop moving. Sounds kind of die down in the crowds. And that would be when our action ended.
But, you know, in those National League games, after the pitcher's been on the base paths, it's the job of that leadoff man to take a lot of time to have his pitcher catch his breath. And there is a dimension of the game which is all about wasting time, and it's not just standing around.
No, you know, you could, obviously, as we did, call it standing around, but yeah, there's definitely a fair point. We're not saying that that a baseball game is meaningless except for those 14 minutes of action. I think that's what fans really like about the game, is that it can't be defined by time, because you have those little things like a manager walking as slowly as humanly possible to the pitcher's mound to make sure that the relieving pitcher has enough time to warm up. In our count, that would be standing around, or that would be, we had a separate category for how long managers talk to pitchers about a pitching change.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, if you wanted to, make that a strategy category, and I think that that's what your lifetime baseball fans would do.
So we'll continue the interview under protest. We'll play
Sure.
Okay. You looked at two different games from this season, but you also looked at the earliest Major League broadcast you could find, and you did the same analysis on them. Which games are we talking about?
We looked at two early season games this year. We looked at one on Fox and one on ESPN, and then the 1952 game, that is the oldest complete game that was nationally broadcast and that Major League Baseball has in its collection. And it was a World Series game, Game 6. And the biggest difference was the amount of commercials shown. The 1952 game, there was just under 10 minutes of commercials. And in the games this year, you found just a little bit more than 40 minutes of commercials.
And still about 14 minutes of action, both
yes.
in 1952. And how long was the game start to finish? Was it a good deal shorter in 1952 than it is now?
It was a little bit shorter. It wasn't drastically different.
Now, here's something I found surprising. This is for all of those pro football fans who say, yeah, baseball's a really slow game. You did a similar analysis of National Football League games.
Yes, and we found National Football League had less action.
About 11 minutes.
Yes.
Can you honestly watch, have you tried watching the 14-minute version of a baseball game or the 11-minute version of an NFL football game?
You know, you kind of have to question. I think when I watch a Major League Baseball game on TV with friends, you kind of like the idea that you can sit around and while the players are standing around, you can get chips and dip and talk with your friends. So is it possible to watch a game in 14 minutes? I think so. But I think that that might actually take away some of the fun of sitting around with your buddies for a few hours and drinking beers and just generally relaxing.
Well, David Biederman, thank you very much for talking with us about action and standing around in baseball games.
Great. Thank you for having me.
David Biederman of the Wall Street Journal. His story today is called The Anatomy of a Baseball Broadcast.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.